time to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
Hello, Sharky.
Gina J, good afternoon. It is gossip time, Dirty Laundry. Let's dish it out right now. What do you got?
All right, let's start off with the baby news. We got a meatball to tell you about. Jersey Shore's Nicole Palizzi, better known as Snooki, welcomed a baby boy.
Yeah, it's her third child, her and her husband Gianni, and they have a six-year-old son and a four-year-old daughter, so the little baby's name is Angelo James, so congratulations to Snook and her husband.
Yeah, so we've got Angelo, Giovanna, and Lorenzo.
That isn't Italian, is it?
I know! They're cute, though. Her daughter is the cutest little girl. So cute.
Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, you got two beautiful people making kids. I mean, works out pretty well.
Then you've got the bachelors, Ari and Lauren. They welcome their first child, too.
Yeah, baby daughter named Alessi Wren, 6 pounds, 13 ounces, born yesterday. So congratulations to them.
I like that name, Alessi. That's pretty.
It is pretty, absolutely.
I don't like Ari so much, but yeah, I like Alessi.
We don't like Ari, period.
Yeah, I don't know. That one still bothers me. Oh, I changed my mind. Let me go back to the other girl.
I never know that.
Oh, Ari. So R. Kelly, wow, he was just charged today with 11 new counts of sex assault?
Yeah, and it's pertaining to one single victim, and she's between the ages, or at the time was between the ages of 13 and 16. And these could carry a maximum sentence of 30 years behind bars. So these are the most serious charges brought against him to date. His next court date is June 6th. So this is going to continue to be ugly for him.
Then Offset, he actually just got off on his little charges, too, when he smashed someone's phone at Target.
Yeah, in Sandy Springs, Georgia, just after the Billboard Music Awards. He must have been in a bad mood for some reason, smashed his kid's phone. All parties came to an agreement, so there'll be no official arrest or anything like that.
Man, it's a slow day, Sharky. I don't know. What do you think?
There's got to be some Kardashian news.
Oh, of course. Well, people are actually picking on Kylie because she posted...
Oh, this is good. I like when this happens. Okay, this is worth talking about.
So Kylie posted a video of her taking off her makeup. And of course, people have to pick on everything. They're like, you washed your face wrong. You didn't leave it on enough. And then when you took the towel, it didn't take everything off. And you didn't, like, soak your face enough. So that's, like, pretty much the Kardashian story today.
Oh, my God. Is that all people have to do is worry about how she washes her face?
Yeah, that one. And then let's see. Lamar Odom did say that the love of his life still is Khloe Kardashian, and he hopes that he gets back together with her.
That's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. And he was saying that Tristan Thompson, I guess, you know, he just didn't know what to expect. He couldn't handle the Kardashian, you know, everything that comes with being with these people. Paparazzi follow you everywhere, and that's probably why he kind of slipped up.
Yeah, it's this world, there's cameras everywhere. And then if you're like a big celebrity and you're hanging around those people,
oh, yeah.
There's 10 cameras following you.
Well, because they call the paparazzi to set everything up, too.
Exactly.
So it's
we're going to be here at this time, and you guys are just going to happen to be there when we get there.
Oh, yeah. See, Shark, there's always something to tell you about the Kardashians. Khloe has a hangnail, and I get like a TMZ alert on it. It's like,
oh,
serious.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Oh,
they're never going away. You realize that, right? Never.
You know, I figured, like, you know, we were talking about this like 6 years ago. Yeah, they're eventually going to go away. And they're still, every day, they're in the news.
Every day.
It's incredible.
And now they all have kids, so those kids are going to grow up in this, and we're going to have to, like, live this through with them, too.
I'm going to go to my deathbed listening to stories about the Kardashians.
Yes, 10 years.
It's already taken, it's already taken many days off my life already. This traffic report.